Welcome to another great episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button because we appreciate you subscribing to our channel. That way you can stay up to date with the latest video and media content. So if this is your first time, don't be a stranger. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And if you are returning, what's up, family? How are you doing? Listen, we're about to get into it. A few minutes behind, but we are going to discuss a good topic, and I don't want you to be embarrassed, but this is something that I want you to be open about, and this comes down to stress and comfort food. Does stress lead to consuming a lot of comfort foods? And that's something that we are going to explore. And again, if this is an area that you have found yourself in the past dealing with, you know, feeling stressed and not knowing why you are consuming comfort foods, we are going to really get into some scientific research that can explain why. And then we're also going to look at some ways that you can implement in order to reverse this cycle. So when it comes down to stress and comfort food, I can pretty much tell you, at least from my experience, that yes, it is a real thing. Even in the past, where there were times where just stress, you know, whether it's from work and different people deal with that, or even just with the day to day of life, whether you're trying to appease family or you are looking at someone else's lifestyle and you realize that things are just not lining up. Like, you're just not receiving the compensation. You're not receiving a lot of trips at a discount. You feel like you're in debt. And even you may feel like people are just attacking you, whether it's verbally, or you could be in relationships where you just feel taken advantage of. It could be any number of things. You could have gone through a traumatic past, and this is causing stress. And what does stress eventually do? This can even lead to eating. Now, we know that stress can lead people to do many things, but at least for the purpose of this video, we're going to focus on comfort eating. Because one thing that you'll realize is research has shown, and let's really get into some studies so you can actually not take my word, but really look at the research. But the research will actually show that at least over 70 to 80% of individuals are stressed. And from that, they pretty much consume a lot of comfort foods. And so let me pull up this information because I am excited to share this with you because I want us to really look at this. And these are some articles, and I'll do my best to summarize them because it's about two, but we're going to do our best, like I said, to go through these. And that way you can also understand, you know, when it comes to stress, why people overeat and how you can avoid that, as I mentioned earlier. So let's do that. All right, there we go. So, you know you guilty. She knows she guilty. All right. So this was a study or an article from, I should say, an article from the Harvard Health. And this is pretty much about why stress causes people to overeat. And so this pretty much goes into the breakdown about what is stress. And like I alluded to, I think it was about a fourth of Americans. So instead of the 70 or 80% that I mentioned, so a fourth of Americans actually rated their stress level 8 on a scale, on a 10-point scale. So that's very high, a fourth. So I'm sure that number since 2021 probably has gone up from 1/4 to 1/3 or even anywhere to like 3/8. But when it comes down to it, we have what is known as hormones such as epinephrine, and this is also known as adrenaline. And so when this adrenaline pretty much starts to pump through the body, goes through your kidneys, and then this can also lead towards another hormone known as cortisol. And so you have all of these hormones being produced because of stress. You have this flight or flight reaction, and sometimes if this is prolonged or if it's chronic, which means that it can last for over 3 weeks or even 12 weeks, then that is known as chronic. then that could be some issues. But not only with that, with this order, we can see that, you know, when it comes down to stress, because you are stressed for a long period of time, you may look to foods. And depending on what type of foods you choose depends on how this can lead towards weight gain, because that's also another factor. When you're stressed, you may not always choose the best foods. And like I said, this is one article, but I did want to switch over, and we're going to switch back to this one. But I wanted to switch over to another article that would also highlight this. So this is another article. This pretty much gets into it. And like I said, I'm just going to do a quick summary on it. But this pretty much is one where it talks about how stress can pretty much drive the brain to crave comfort food. So like I said, when it comes down to it, it was actually done using animal studies. So some studies can involve clinical trials, which are human studies, and some can involve animals, but this study was involved with animals. And so what was shown was that in something that I pretty much talked about in some of my past videos, was that this is an area that I want you to really pay close attention to. It said that we showed that chronic stress combined with high calorie diet can drive more and more food intake, as well as preference for sweet, highly palatable food, thereby promoting weight gain and obesity. This research highlights how crucial a healthy diet is during times of stress. And so if you have seen any of the videos and even of the content that I've shared, I pretty much talked about this, why it's important to really foster a healthy diet, because like I said, when stress comes, and it will come, how are you going to prepare for it? So let's go through this study and we're going to look at it. So one thing about this study was that it was done on mice. And one of the things that they did was they pretty much fed mice on a high fat diet. And they noticed that the mice that were on a high fat diet, they gained twice as much weight. And this is the section that we're looking at. They gained twice as much weight compared to the mice that were not stressed, but they were on the same diet. So you have two sets of mice. I'm not sure what the number was, but you have two sets, high fat diet. One side is stressed. However, they were stressed. And then the other side is not stressed. The side that was stressed ended up having twice as much weight compared to the side that wasn't stressed. And so that alone can show some difference. Now, of course, high fat, which you could indicate you could be gaining some weight, especially if it's like saturated fat. But because of stress, that's also going to add more insult to injury. So when it comes down to it, they noticed that there was a molecule which is known as the MPY. Have to look that up to really understand the acronym. But when you block the MPY, this can cause there to be less food that is consumed. And so I want to back up to where they discovered an area in the brain known as the lateral habenula. And so when it comes to the lateral habenula, this is pretty much where it switches off the brain's reward system. So whenever you think sweets or something that is savory or comfort food, this is where your brain may switch off that response. And you may not be able to tell, okay, I need to stop eating this or I need to stop eating that, because you are just enjoying it. And so when this is actually on, then it's like, okay, I don't really need it. So it's kind of like when you're really satisfied, when the lateral habenula, when that is on, or when the brain's reward system is, or switching the rewards response system on, then that means that you're pretty much satisfied. But when it's off, it means, okay, we're really trying to build it up, if I'm putting it correctly. And so, you know, when it shows that the mice are consuming less food, this is pretty much highlighting why the mice that were fed a high fat diet but were less stressed didn't experience twice as much weight gain, likely because of that MPY, as it shows. But then when it goes down to this area, which is Drive & Comfort Eating, they were pretty much on fed a sucralose. So they were fed, if I'm looking correctly, yeah, so they consume sucralose. And from this, they pretty much showed that mice still on the high-fat diet that were fed sucralose, but then you also have the mice that were high-fat diet without the sucralose. They pretty much consumed, let me make sure I'm getting it right, three times more sucralose. So the mice that were on a high-fat diet consumed three times more sucralose than the mice that were on a high-fat diet alone. So this is just some rough research with animal studies, and this is already showing a lot where the mice high-fat diet consuming twice as much compared they were stress consuming compared to the mice that were on the same diet, no stress. Then with sucralose, they're consuming three times that compared to the mice that were only on a high-fat diet alone. And so again, this is kind of showing us a good bit. And at the bottom, it just pr is pretty much a summary of what is shown from here. And again, this is the statement is something that you've probably seen over and over again, but it talks about how when it comes down to stress, we really have to, sorry about that. So we really have to incorporate a healthy diet because again, these situations are going to occur, you know, stressful situations, but it's a matter of how we can deal with them. And so again, this is just some rough research. And I say rough because this is only a portion of the many studies that have been done when it comes to stress and comfort foods. And so now you know at least about what can cause stress and some of the hormones that when you have some of these hormones like adrenaline and cortisol that are ramping up in your body, and that is combined, you combine that with a high sugary meal or even snack, high fat, you can imagine that the weight gain is just ramping up because, you know, at least when we think about simple sugars, these are pretty much in their simplest state. So once they enter your bloodstream, you're going to experience that peak and sooner or later a crash. But you're going to experience that peak just because, like I always say, your body has to do something with that. Compared to if you are dealing with complex carbs, and this can be anywhere from fruits to vegetables to starches such as sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, whole grain rice, etc. And so when you're dealing with these, it's going to take a minute or even longer for it to really break down into simple sugars. And so you're just going to get like a steady peak, which you may see at like a hospital if you're looking at the screens. And you may see, like, if you ever had needles or blood monitoring, you see the pulses going up and down steady. That is kind of what we typically like to look for when it comes to consuming complex carbs. But when it comes to the simple sugars, up and down real quick. And so we don't really want to see that. And so, what are some ways that we can avoid eating comfort foods, especially when we're stressed? Because again, the tendency can be to eat something and it's like, okay, this is good, but not realizing that it does not have any type of nutrient density to it. Okay, it is pretty much calorie dense, which means it has a lot of calories, but no nutrients, no phytochemicals, no minerals, vitamins whatsoever. And even if it does, it's probably less than 1%. So we want to focus on those that have it. So what do? We got to make a plan. And so when it comes down to it, some ways that we can really foster managing stress with the diet is, of course, you got to make a plan for food. So what are some healthy foods that you like to consume? Nuts, we can consume those like almonds, walnuts, pecans. I would say pine nuts, but with certain nuts, you want to ensure that you're not consuming too much of them. But usually, with walnuts, pecans, almonds, peanuts, you can consume those based on the serving, whether it's like 1 tablespoon, 28 grams, or even 52 grams, just off the top of my head, or I think 56. But these are some of the foods that you can consume. Snacks, fruit, are just amazing because when it comes down to it, you can pretty much make a fruit salad and enjoy that and get your sweet tooth craving fulfilled. And knowing that you're consuming some nutrients, you're taking in vitamins and minerals, and this is also good for your body, okay? And what else can we do? Well, instead of opting for a lot of high-fat foods, so I realized, at least from just some research that I've done, like with my eyes and just looking at how people eat just in random places, I noticed that people tend to gravitate towards a lot of high-fat food, as well as food that is salty. So some people may say seasoned, but usually when most people use the word seasoned, they're referring to having an adequate amount of salt to where the food has more flavor. And one thing about salt is, like I mentioned, is salt is pretty much in everything. Even in vegetables, there are traces amount of it. And so when it comes down to it, we want to monitor that. And so when it comes to seasoned food, this is really where herbs and spices, as you can see, this is where you're really seasoning the food, okay? These are the true seasoners. Okay, so we want to really focus on vegetables. How can we really make vegetables more engaging? Well, you have to realize you have different categories of vegetables. You have your starches, such as your sweet potatoes, your squash, your zucchini, your eggplant, and then you have your leafy greens like your kale, your spinach, your chard, bok choy, etc., even lettuce. And then you have your cruciferous vegetables. So this is going to be your cabbage, your broccoli, cauliflower, etc. And so vegetables fall into various categories. Like I said, you have your starches, and then you have your vegetables that are not as starchy, but they still contain some amount of starch to them, but just not as much or known as your starches. And so we incorporate that as well as legumes like beans, lentils. These are also going to be the ones that can fill you up, because that is pretty much what most people are looking at. When you are stressed, you're looking for something to fill you up, like comfort food, whether it's like chips or something. You want to substitute that with some food that is going to really fill you up and not make you feel sick 5 minutes or even 10 minutes after you do so. And so that also comes with making a plan. But the other thing that I will suggest is you always want to, and don't know how you may feel about this, but I'm just sharing it with you. But I always just pray. I pray to God, the creator of heaven and earth, just to be specific and clear. But I do that. I pray. I meditate to God, creator of heaven and earth. And most people, they may say, you know, I just pray to a higher power. No, I pray to God, creator of heaven and earth. He is the Lord God Almighty. Got to call him by his rightful name. And most people, they want to mask that. But the reason why I say that is because sometimes you could be dealing with the same issue that may come up and not realize, why am I dealing with this issue? And so let me put it back up. And so one thing I will say is I do that. I really take time to meditate, to just get away from the media, you know, whether it's your phone or your laptop, just put it down, leave it on the table, and just really just spend some time, even whether it's outside or just in your car or somewhere, where you're just able to observe nature and realize what God has created. And sometimes that can even help with your stress levels. Some other things you could do could be getting a massage, investing in some essential oils that are known to have some medicinal properties, applying them on your body. And you also want to just be mindful of what are stressors and how can you best manage them. Sometimes people can have stressors all over and you just say, you know, I'm just busy, I'm on the go. And when you really actually just stop and think, you're like, you know what, I can actually manage half of this or even most of this that is coming my way. Sometimes you may not be able to manage everything, or you may not be able to turn on or turn off the stress. You just have to deal with it. But how do you manage it? And again, I will say the one of the important things, at least for this video, we want to focus on is a healthy diet. Because like I said, we talked about comfort food, how that can lead towards obesity, weight gain, things that you really don't want to deal with. Because like I said, at least from experience, when it comes to getting off, it takes work, okay? And I'm telling you this from experience, not that it was super hard, but again, it is going to make you work, okay? And so in order to avoid that, it's important that we really start to foster having some good eating habits, okay? And starting small, really starting with some healthy foods and being able to track, hey, I'm eating this because, and once you actually start to journal or even take notes while you're eating certain foods at certain times, et cetera, like I'm eating a donut because I am stressed at work, or I was stressed at work, had a busy day, and so I went to whatever donut shop, got some donuts, sat in the car, watched the video. I felt good about myself afterwards. Didn't really feel great in my tummy, but the moment was good while it lasted. You journal that, you write it down, and then that's going to help you to better prepare for next time. So next time you're like, you know what? Felt like eating some donuts, but I was like, you know what? Why don't I just get some fruit? And that helped me feel a lot better because I was able to eat an actual meal, and that actually helped me to feel better the rest of the evening. So these are just some things for you to consider. So much more I could share, but I will leave it here for right now. But I do want you to take this information, like I said, with these articles, and I share this with you because I want you to see that I'm not just making this information up, but that this is actual information that people are actually experiencing. And I also want you to be at your best, like we talked about at the beginning of the year, setting your health goals and staying focused on those. Okay, so when it comes down to it, I want you to stay on track. So again, if you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that like button, subscribe to our channel, like the video, make sure you add a comment, because I do appreciate your feedback. And I want you to know that we are going to be coming out with some updates soon. I can't share it just yet, but I just want you to know that soon we are coming out with some good updates related to our website and just some things that we're doing. We are taking it up a notch because we are transformed. We are being renewed. And so you can expect updates periodically. That's what we do because we want you to stay engaged. And we also want you to get the best, okay? So if you have any feedback, we would love to hear your feedback on any of the videos that we've done, any content, anything that you'd like to see, any questions that you have, make sure you send them to us. You can go to our website, leave a feedback message, and we'll definitely reply to you promptly. Or you can even visit our social media sites. Send us a direct message. We would definitely reply to you. And we're real people. I'm real. So if nothing else, I would definitely reply to you. And until next time, I hope that you enjoy your evening, your morning, wherever you're located. And I will talk to you later.